let's review. Zak the Mishnah, ve'elu asuris melechel b'truma. The following women are forbidden to eat truma. Ha'imeres temea nilach, v'shebo eidim shehi temea. If she admits, or witnesses testify to her defilement, or ve'imeres ein ha'sheise, v'shebaila ein ha'roitz la'ashkeise. If she refuses, or her husband does not want her to drink the bitter waters, or v'shebaila ba'ala baderach, if they were intimate after she became a suffix saita. The Gemara introduces a case where the bitter waters would not be effective. The waters will not confirm her guilt if there are witnesses, even in a distant country, who can testify to her defilement. Rav Sheshes derives this halacha from the pasuk "V'nistra behi nitma ve'ed einba," which indicates the leka duyadaba lafokeha da ika duyadaba. The waters only test her in the absence of witnesses. However, they are not effective if there are witnesses, even though we are not aware of them. The Gemara at the end of this daf cites a braisa, which derives this halacha from another pasuk. V'im loy nitma ha'isha v'tahayrihi v'niksa v'nizra zera. The Torah tells us that if she survives the test and is proven innocent, she will conceive and bear children. The words v'tahayrihi are superfluous, since the pasuk already said v'im loy nitma. Therefore, we exclude three situations from the blessing of the niksa v'nizra zera. Tahayra v'loy sheyesh la'edim v'medina sayam. It applies only if she was speared because she was indeed innocent, but it does not apply where she was speared because there were witnesses to her guilt who did not come forth. Thus, the pasuk teaches us that such a woman is not tested by the waters. V'tahayra v'loy shetalsa l'aschus. The extra letter vav excludes a woman whose merits protected her. He, v'loy sheyisul v'yidnu ba mizeres b'levana. The word he excludes one whose guilt is so widely presumed that women gossip about her. She does not drink the waters and does not receive this bracha. Rav Sheshes proves this halacha of Saita Sheshla Eidim Bimanin Sayam, Eina Maim Boit Kineisa, from our Mishnah, which rules, Ve'elu Asuris Melecha Betruma, V'shebo Eidim Shehi Temeya. Clearly the witnesses did not testify, Mikmei Detishti, before she drank the waters, because if so, Zainahi, she is certainly forbidden, and is therefore included in the example of Ha'imeres Temeani. Rather, we are discussing witnesses who came basa detishti after she drank the waters. Therefore, I amrit mayim bayit kenoisa tigali milsalim afreid desahadi shikrininu. The fact that she did not die from the waters should prove that the witnesses are lying. Clearly, we must say ena mayim bayit kenoisa. The waters are not effective if there are witnesses to her defilement, and therefore the witnesses are believed. Rav Yisrael refutes this proof and says, perhaps mayim bayit kenoisa. The waters are effective in this case. However, we still believe the witnesses, even though she survived, because imris chus teilala. It is possible that her merits protected her from the waters' effect. In order to explain the machlekes Rav Sheshes Rav Yisrael, the Gemara introduces a three-way machlekes found later in the Masechta. The Rabbanan in the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amad Aleph say, im yesh la chus haisa teilala. Her merits may sometimes temporarily protect her from the ill effects of the water. In the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis and Beis, we find Reb Shimon Omer Ein Schus Toila B'Mayim Hamarim. Her merits do not save her from the waters. Rebbe Omer Schus Toila B'Mayim Hamarim. A woman's merits may delay her death from the waters. However, Ve'Ein Yaledes Ve'Ein Mishabachas El Misnavna V'Hilachas L'Seif Shehimesa B'Yisamisa. She cannot bear children anymore, nor does her health improve. Rather, she steadily deteriorates and eventually dies from the waters in the manner described in the Torah. The Gemara assumes that there is certainly a machlekes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. However, the position of the Rabbanan is unclear, and the Gemara now explains that Rav Sheshes and Rav Yisrael disagree in the proper interpretation of a machlekes Rebbe v'Rabbanan. Rav Sheshes holds, Bein l'Rebbe, Bein l'Rabbanan, Havi misnavna. Both agree that she deteriorates, and the machlekes is only in whether she eventually dies in that particular manner. Rebbe holds, L'seif shehimesa ba'isa misa, she will die in that manner. And the Rabbanan hold, L'seif shehimesa avalei ba'isa misa, she will eventually die, but in a different manner. Therefore, our Mishnah here of Mishabo Edim Shitameya speaks of a case where loy nisnavna, she did not deteriorate at all, but remained healthy. Therefore, Rav Sheshes says that we cannot attribute it to Schus Toyla B'mayim Hamarim, and we can only believe the witnesses if we attribute her survival to Saitish Yeshla Eidim Medina Sayam, Ein Hamayin Boit Kinoisa. Rav Yosef, on the other hand, holds L'Rebbe havi misnavna, l'Rabbanon lo havi misnavna. According to the Rabbanon, she does not deteriorate at all. Therefore, we can attribute her survival to Schos Toila b'mayim hamarm. Her merits may be protecting her completely for now. And we have no proof to say to Shesh lo edim ebnin sayam in hamayin b'yit kinoisa. The Gemara discusses whether we can infer that Reb Shimon argues with this halacha. Reb Shimon Omer, Ein schos toila b'mayim hamarm, her merit does not save her from the waters because otherwise, matcha ata es hamayim b'fnei kol anashim ha'sheishes. Women will hope to have enough merit and will not admit guilt. Furthermore, people will still suspect survivors of the test to actually be guilty and will only spare due to their merits. At first, the Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, indeed, just as Reb Shimon says that her merits will not save her, having witnesses to her defilement does not save her either for the same reasons. However, the Gemara explains that although Reb Shimon does not agree to b'tahira, because he holds that we cannot derive a halacha merely from the extra letter vav, but he will agree to the derivation of tahira, which we derive from the superfluous word tahira. Therefore, we must say that he agrees to the halacha of seyteh sheyesh la eidim ebedin asiyam, ein hamayim b'yit kinoisa. However, we are not concerned of what people will think, because eidus b'medin asiyam lo yishchicha. People will not attribute a woman's survival to such an uncommon case. The Gemara tries to refute Rav Sheshes from another halacha in the later Mishnah. The elush haminchasei in the strafes. Shebola edim shi tumeya. If our mincha was already sanctified when witnesses testified to her defilement, the mincha is burned because the test is no longer needed. Now, if we are to say that ein hamayim boidkin oisa, since there were witnesses, she was never susceptible to the test. If so, tikli milsalam afreya dechi kadosh mi kara betos kadosh. We should determine retroactively that the mincha was sanctified in error and should remain chulin and should not be burned. Clearly, we must say, mayim boit kenaisa, the waters are effective. And if so, bas mikdash mikrafi, she was susceptible to the test. The sanctification was valid and therefore the mincha must now be burned. This apparently contradicts Rav Sheshes. The Gemara offers two answers. The carbon was originally valid because the witnesses are testifying that she defiled herself after it was already sanctified. Although she was constantly escorted by kahanim, the Gemara suggests two scenarios. Zinsa mipirche kahuna atzman, she sinned with one of the kahanim, or nitzrucho l'nikveha, she was left alone to relieve herself. The witnesses testified to a previous indiscretion. And indeed, midiraisa, the mincha does not need to be burned. However, midirabbanan, yizerisha meyemru meitzin mikli sharis l'chayl. The Chacham decreed that it should be burned because people will not realize that the waters were ineffective due to the witnesses, and they will think that kodesh is being treated as chulun. However, the Gemara points out, nimtzu edev zeimimin minchasa chulun. If our witnesses were discredited, the mincha is considered chulun, because edem zeimin kala islahu, everyone knows of such an incident, and they will realize that the mincha was brought in error.